Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The question we're asking, is the magic gone?
It's gone.
Is it gone as you get older?
R.I.P. It's lowering into the ground.
Yeah, but when does it come back? When does it come back?
I honestly think it's when you become a parent yourself and you get to rewrite the script.
I see that to be true too. Yeah, sure. I could see how that would work. I mean, I get excited for my niece and nephew.
Yeah. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The question we're asking this morning is, when you reach a certain age, is the Christmas magic gone? Because listen, when you're younger and you're receiving presents, dare I argue, way more presents than one could ever need or want. Because you're young and you're spoiled and it's cute and all is well. And that you have so many people in your life that want to spoil you, hopefully.
Sure.
And then once you get older, 30, 40, I'm just grasping at straws for what to even ask for. I'm like, can you just like pay for my rent or something? Like,
I know.
I'm just so, I'm so defeated.
This was the conversation at my parents' last night for dinner. What's on your wish list? I was like, Ma, honestly, I don't know. Like, you know, and it's true. I know it's sad to say, but anytime any of us now as adults, we need something, we just buy it. And I was like, what do I need the most? Where do I spend majority of my time? Wegmans. I said, how about a nice Wegmans gift card? And they don't like that
answer.
They don't like that answer. I'm like, that's the answer you guys give me my whole life. What do you want? Save your money.
Yeah.
I was like,
nobody wants to give a gift card because they want to be the one to like pick it out and be, you know, a part of the process.
I'm like, you guys tell me what you want. Otherwise, I'm just going to end up buying another stupid lava lamp for my apartment.
I know. Well, we already got through this with my mom about the Ninja Creamy. She asked for the Ninja Creamy. I bought her said Ninja Creamy. I came home. She bought herself Ninja Creamy. I lost it. But I think what it comes down to is like, I'm sad because Christmas is not necessarily about gifts. But when you're younger, that's what it's centered around.
Sure.
And it's so exciting. And I remember when I was younger getting a magazine or a catalog and like circling what I wanted in said catalog. And then my grandma would have to like call in the order. Like it was a whole thing, right? It's just the experience is different as you get older.
Well, and I think that's you bring up a great question. So for those of you who are listening, did you lose the magic over the holidays and then had kids and it circled back around?
Right.
Or are you just more frustrated than ever? This is why I love the movie The Polar Express.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the greatest movies. The movie's trying to convey to the audience that it's not about what you see and how things work. It's about choosing to believe in the magic. How many of you have lost the magic?
The magic's gone.
How do you get it back if you don't have kids?
I'm so excited to one day become a mom, hopefully.
Get
knock
a dog.
On wood.
Yeah.
And, you know, experience that feeling that my mom felt. Because my mom loves giving gifts.
She's a giver.
Buying gifts, wrapping gifts, doing all of the things. And she, it was just as exciting for her as it was for me to receive. So I'm excited because let's be honest, I am my mother to my core. So I think I will come back around and be like, oh my gosh, this is what Christmas is all about. Seeing the look on my children's faces. But by that time, they're probably all going to get one gift from me because it's going to be $1 million.
You're going to be so broke.
It's going to be $1 million. Like kids these days are like, I want Lululemon. It's like, oh God. Well, you can have one legging.
Yeah, that's
one pant. One side. This person says I'm 29, and I could care less about Christmas now. I'll buy my parents a gift, but other than that, it's just another day for me.
Yeah. Did you see this text coming in from Rach?
Mm-mm.
Lost the Christmas magic when my brother went to jail.
Mm.
So sorry.
You can always go visit. And also, can we talk about the fact that, like, Christmas morning is all fine and well, but, like, that's wrapped by 10, 11 o'clock. Like, what do you do for the rest of the day? There's a lot of lounging.
When I was 11, you guys, or so, we didn't get to have a Christmas because my dad decided to blow all our money on beer and heroin. These are dark.
Yeah, so anyways, we should filter out some of these before we bring them live to the air.
We should... mine stopped when I was around 12 years old. I stopped believing, but then, well, I'm 38 now. I have a son and a daughter, and the magic has finally returned. It really does make a difference when you're giving and not receiving.
So answer my question. What do you do for the rest of the day after Christmas morning is wrapped?
I do just that. I lounge. I FaceTime with the family in Italy. I hang out, I drink eggnog, watch a bunch of Christmas shows. I mean, but it's
alone
so busy.
Or with your family?
No, the family, because everybody's together. You know, you got the kids running around. It's chaos.
Yeah.
It's hard to just sit there in peace and quiet. You can't do it.
So this year, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say we're splitting Christmas. Like, we'll obviously do it with my family in the morning and then probably go to my girlfriend's later on in the afternoon. So, I mean, maybe I'll have a different experience this year because I get double the fun.
Yeah. I don't think I've lost the magic. Christmas has always been my favorite holiday. I've said this time and time again. My mother is the one who's always made it so special. I went over there yesterday for dinner, and there was a Christmas tree in every room. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when did you guys do this? My dad's like, she did it the day after Thanksgiving. Like, my he's mom, almost bothered by it.
Yeah. My mom just texted me and said, you're a buzzkill. So there's that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be realistic here.
Yeah, but I think it is my favorite holiday. I don't think the magic is gone. Clearly, I'm not as excited today as I was when I was 9, 10 years old waking up on Christmas morning.
Like, you know, that saying of I'm a kid on Christmas morning stands true. I'm not a kid. And I don't feel the same as I do on Christmas morning as I did when I was 9.
And that's why I suggest giving back, because you always will feel better when you, I don't know, make somebody else's day, you know? And that's why people during the holidays, like when we do the Pirate Toy Fund, mm-hmm. how rewarding is it when we see all these kids light up when they get a toy?
Yeah.
It's fulfilling.
It's nice.
I'd rather see that than somebody hand me something that I probably don't need, you know? Right. That's what the holidays are really about, I think. So give back.
Just give back. Go ring those kettles.
Yeah, if you feel like you've lost the magic, try giving back. Might do some good in this world. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. 98 PXY.